Today's daf is daf Beis in Baba Basra, the first page. Yesterday we learned the Mishnah. We'll pick it up from right after the Mishnah, the Gemara. So the first part of the Mishnah talked about if Shutfin in a Chatzar, two people each had an apartment facing into the Chatzar, they shared the Chatzar equally, and now they decided to split up. As we'll see, the Gemara is going to come out. There's a Machlokas in the Gemara, the famous question, is Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek or not? If just looking in, you know, it's damage that I see. I don't want you looking at my stuff. I'm working on my chair here. I'm making a chair, my carpentry, whatever I'm doing in my chutzner. I don't want you looking at my stuff, okay? Now, so that's the shaila. Is that considered substantial enough that I could force you to build a wall? Again, the Mishnah is going to be speaking about a case. And anybody can require, if the chutzner is big enough, we'll see what the chair is, if there's a 4 amas for each one, besides the area right outside the door, then I could always demand, listen, I decide I want to split up. There's enough room here for both of us. I want to split. Our Mishnah is speaking about, look at the Lashon very carefully, beginning Mishnah. Hashutfin sherotzu lasos mechitza. They agreed to make a partition. Now, mechitza, what is mechitza? That's a big question today. What's a mechitza, right? By some, mechitza merely means from lashlav chatzin, to separate, right? The partition. But here the Gemara says hashiv shiratzos mechitza. Okay, in a chatzer. Okay, then it just tells you, okay, you got to split it. Each give their own. Whatever the minig is, we'll talk about the bricks. Is it the bricks? Are they using bricks or cut stone, uncut stone? Mishnah gave all that stuff. But first, let's deal with what are the rules here. Savrua, the Gemara says. We assume that they have a my mechitza. What does a mechitza mean? A wall. Here, this is a wall, a stone wall. That's a wall. A wall that you can't see through. Kiditan, like we learned, mechitza sakerim, the halacha by klaim. Klaim is a very complicated subject, but one of the rules is that if I have my vines here and you're building, you're planting wheat or whatever, or planting a tree there, you got to separate 4 amas away so that stuff shouldn't get mixed up, right? However, if there's a solid wall there, so that it won't, you know, won't, they won't, you know, won't mix up, it's okay. So it says like that, in a brisa, it's like this. Let's mechitza kerem. Let's say a guy had a kerem, he had a vineyard, and he had a wall around it. The vineyard, you know, was protected, it's expensive, so he put a wall around it. So the other guy next door was able to plant regular, whatever he was planting right next to it. And then the mechitza fell down. Mechitza kerem shenifritza. Omelo, the person who had the tree or the seeds or the grain, whatever, could tell him, listen, you got to put your fence back up, otherwise your vines are going to mix up with my field and the whole thing's going to be no good, going to be climb. So he can tell him that. You have responsibility to build, you know, it's your wall, you have to build it up. Omelo gador. Chazer, and if it fell down again, again he tells him, nisyaish, if the guy abandoned it, he neglected it, he says, okay, you know, he didn't work on it, he didn't do the fence. Below Gadra, raise a kiddush. It becomes kiddush. The lashon becomes klayim. The lashon and the tuk dasham aleya becomes klayim. But what's become chay b'chrayus? In other words, the owner of the seeds can say, "Listen, your vines were supposed to be protected within your wall. It's your wall. It's your responsibility to keep the wall going. If your wall fell down and you ruined your vines and now ruined my crops, you have to pay for it." Okay. So this is not our subject. Is not klayim. Our subject is to show you that when you talked over there, mechitza sakerem shenifritza, they were talking about a wall that's a solid wall so that the stuff doesn't go through. The other kind of a wall is like a little fence. Today you'd make it out of aluminum. The Gemara is going to talk about a mesipat that's like a little fence with just little pegs, little sticks, a fence made out of sticks. You know, just as a demarcation line. You know, like, you know, this is the line, you can't go over it. But that wouldn't protect you from things growing with one another.
Where was this fence? On the line?
Yeah, on the boundary. On the boundary.
Or on the other guy's boundary?
No, on the boundary. You're talking about a fence on the boundary.
Who's the parrots here?
Who's the parrots?
Who's the guy who's the damn the muzzle?
The vineyard, the vines.
He's also
right. He's also going to get ruined. Right. But it's his responsibility because it's his fence. It's his responsibility to keep the fence going. That's the point. That if you had a fence,
he built the fence.
He put it up when he built the vineyard. It was his fence.
He
fenced it. Right. So but the point is that we see that the word lashon mechitza sakerem does not just mean a fence. It means a wall. You know, today by fence we usually mean I have a fence there. Fence means it's not a solid wall. Otherwise, we'd call it a wall, right? So that's the question. What does mechitza mean? Mechitza means a partition or a division. Lashon of chatzi, right? You split it. Right. Like today, everybody says you have a mechitza there. What's the mechitza? You know, is a mechitza glass mechitza? Is it a little mechitza? Is there some set? It means a mechitza, but what does it mean? So a mechitza can mean several things. It can mean a wall, or it can mean just a fence,
demarcation
line. When I say fence, I mean where it's not solid. You can get there. So here he says that we assume that mechitza means over here a wall, like we find by Karim. There it means a wall, and v'taima. So therefore, so what if it means a wall? The time of the Ratzu. So he's saying over here, listen, what did they agree to? The people who share the chatzar agreed to make a wall. They agreed to make a wall. They can't force one another to make a wall. They agreed to make a wall. Okay? The time of the Ratzu, hello Ratzu. Let's say they didn't want to make a wall. So you can't force to make a wall. In other words, two guys said, listen, let's split up. Let's split up. You take your area. I'm sick of this business. Your stuff is always getting into my area. You know, no two people can live together. This is my stuff. That's your stuff. You stay over there. Okay? Now, so I can't force you to put a wall. We could say, listen, let's split up. Okay, let's put a fence there. Let's put a chalk mark. We'll make it like a foul line or something. You know, in football. You step one hair breadth. Your foot goes one hair breadth out of bounds. You're out of bounds. All we want is a demarcation line, not a line that's going to keep burglars out or preventing me from seeing what's going on there. So what are you saying over here? They wanted to make a mechitza. Hello, Ratz, if they do it, you can't force me to Alma, Hezek, Ria, Lav, Shmei, Hezek. We're assuming now, what about the fact, wait a minute, why don't you assume that it means this? The other way is going to mean in a minute, that we're going to say in a minute, maybe it's the other way. Maybe it just means they agreed to split it. And if they agreed to split it, then you have to put up a wall. Maybe that's what it means. In other words, here we're saying, what did they agree? They agreed to make the wall. But if they didn't agree to make the wall, because again, what is it? Hashutvin sharatu las mechitza. They agreed to make a wall. If they didn't agree to make a wall, you can't force them to make a wall. We could just say, look, you know what? You have your area, I have my area, and we agree to split it, but you can't force them to make a wall. Why do I have to make a wall of you? Because you're going to see that's nothing. Okay, so Hezek Ria, love Shmei Hezek. So you're going to see what I do. Big deal. Nobody's getting undressed over here. We're talking about, you know, seeing my business, seeing what I'm playing with in my yard. I'm Hezek Ria, Shmei Hezek. For Gemara, maybe it's the other way around. Ve'ema, maybe it means this. Ve'ema mechitza plukta. No. Who says that it means that? You're right. You just brought a source that mechitza can mean a wall. I could show you mechitza could also just mean a division. As it says, the pasuk says, plukta k'rechsiv v'atim machta sa'eda. The division of the congregation of Bnei Yisrael, meaning like half the people. They split half the people. It just means, mechitza means you split it, means there's a division there. And therefore, what does it mean? What does the Mishnah mean? Hashutvin, that they wanted to make a division. If they wanted to make it, once they agreed that they want to make a division. Now, why do they have to agree? Didn't I say before, I can always force you to make a mechitza if I want to keep my stuff and you can be yourself. That's if it's big enough. But we're speaking about a chatzah that was so small that they both have to agree to split it. But once they agree to split it, maybe that means once they agree to split, you have to make a wall. Because it says, what does it mean? Hashutfin shiratzu las mechitza. If they agree to split it, bone and esakosa, you got to build a wall. You know why you got to build a wall? Because hezek riyish mehizek. If I look at something, visual damage, that I just see your stuff, is considered hezek. So once we agree, we don't even have to agree about the wall. We just agree we wanted to split it. We agree we want to split it. You know what? We agree we want to split. Now I'm forcing you to make a wall. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't mean to make a wall. You agreed to split it. I changed my mind. Okay, we're talking. The Gemara's going to talk tomorrow, but we'll see that you made a kinyan. You know, you agreed. You shook hands. You signed. We're going to split it. Once you agree to split it, maybe that's what it means. Ve'ema mechitza.
And before they agree, there's no hezek
riyah. There is hezek riyah, but the hezek, but there the chutzner is so small that you can't force them to do it. Enachanami. The hezek is so small that the mechitza, the chutzner is so small simply that was the understanding. It's too small to split, so he can't physically do it. Right. Alma, so ve'ema mechitza. Maybe mechitza simply means a division, like mechitzas in modern shuls, where it's not a full wall. It's a simple, mechitza. Ve'ema mechitza plukta. Interesting what we have over here, because this like half the Gemara tomorrow is going to talk about a case where in the Beis Hamikdash, why didn't they have the wall and then the partition? Okay, we'll see about it. Well, this is a good prop for tomorrow. Anyway, ve'ema mechitza plukta kirechse machza v'ati machza seidah v'kiven the rotsu. And once they agree, maybe they agree to make a division, any simple division, like a fence, right? And once they agree, bonin esakosel bal karcho, then he could force them to go. Why? Because Alma hezek v'yishmei hezek. Maybe that's some shot. We don't know which way to go. Now, the Gemara here is going to say one way. Tomorrow's Gemara is going to say the other way. So it's not a real solid proof. The Gemara says, Ihachi, if that would be the case, if it just means that they wanted the division, wanted to make a division, and then you're saying, if they want to make a division, you could force them to make a wall. Ihachi, hai shiratzu la. Now, wait a minute. Let's say they both said, we don't want a wall. Okay, they're both mavata. They're both mavata. But the point is that one could force the other one because that's extremely reason. Ihachi, hai shiratzu las mechitza, shiratzu lachzus niboile. Then the lesson should have been, if two guys want to divide it. What do you mean? If it just means that they want to divide it, so just say shiratzu lachzos. They want to split it. Why shiratzu las mechitza? So elamai guda. So well, let's go back to your way. So your way is what your havamina was. What that it means a wall. They wanted to make a wall. So why did it say bonin es akoso bonin osami boyle? If you're saying that the translation is hashutvin shalatz mechitza, if shutvin wanted to make a wall b'chatzer, it should say bonin oso. So you build it. This is how you build it with bricks. You split it. You do this and this and this and this. Right? You just say bonin. If mechitza means wall, so why do you say bonin es akoso? Just say bonin osami boyle. It says itana oso. If you say havamina b'sifas, I might think also it means simply with a little fence. Ba'alma, why? Because mechitza can mean both. There's no question that mechitza actually sometimes means a wall, as we see the mechitza of a kerem, and there it means a wall. And sometimes mechitza can just mean a division, like the pasuk says. But if it would say bone or no so, I'm thinking, that's good enough. In other words, it says mechitza. They wanted to make a wall. Maybe they wanted to make a wall. Maybe make a wall of sifas. Kamash malon koso. To teach me that it's a koso. Now, is this a real strong? Is a strong proof? It's not a strong proof because we're going to see later on, and we'll see tomorrow, the Gemara says exactly the opposite. Right? Because let it just say, oh, so. You know, let it just say, if it really means wall, just say so. So you say, no, what does it mean? It means, mechitza can mean mesipas, a fence, or it can mean a wall. So therefore, it says build a wall, but it means mechitza. Your whole proof that it doesn't mean that they wanted just to make a division is because it said shiratzu lachzos. Okay, that's not such a strong proof. But at this point, the Gemara is saying that they wanted to make a wall. That means they agreed to make the wall, not that they have to build a wall. That shiratzu lachzos mechitza means they wanted to build a wall. If they want to build a wall, so you build a wall. Don't think that it means masipas. It could mean that it means really a wall. Right. Rashi says, let me just see Rashi. Rashi says, I might think shame, but din chaluka. Like we said, there's no din chaluka. Din chaluka means it's too small that one can force the other one to split up. Kamashman koso, varotsu diktani, mishum koso. They wanted to take the wall. The lo rotsu, if they didn't want to, they could build it with a mesivus. In other words, at this point, we're assuming that the Mishnah means they wanted to build a wall, but they don't have to build a wall. If they just agreed.
Who's going to pay for it?
They both have to pay for it. They both have to pay for it, yeah. They both have to pay for it. I told you, yeah.
He's just going to put a couple of sticks in there.
Yeah.
כן, אבל איפה המחיצה עמד? יש גבול. כן, אבל המחיצה היה כולו על ה...
המחיצה איתה בגובה נמוך, והשכן רצה לבנות גבוה. הוא בנה גבוה, אבל את החלק היפה הוא בנה בבית שלו, אז
למה הוא לא עשה שתי צדדים יפה? Yeah. Okay. These things go on all the time.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
The mission says they wanted to build.
They wanted to build a wall. Now we're assuming that means they wanted to build a wall.
But one of them didn't want to build a wall. One of them was happy with the Mesivus.
No. They both agreed to build a wall. That's what we're saying now.
So how do you read the mission?
The Rishon means this: if two guys agree to build a wall. Yeah. To build a wall, that's what we're saying.
Okay, so
it should say, why does it say bonin as a koso? Because you shouldn't think that it means a mesipas. It means maybe a fence. In other words,
they agreed to build a wall.
Okay, fine. So he says when they both agreed to build a wall, that's what he means. That's what Rashi says, that they build the avi mina. In other words, that maybe it just means that they wanted to build a fence. Right? So he's telling you now that when he means mechitza, it really means a wall. That's what he's saying. Reason he says it's a dochic answer, because it's not, as we'll see, the Gemara is going to say the opposite tomorrow, but or tomorrow's not. But he's saying is that they really agreed to build a wall. I say build a wall, just say bonu no so, because the word mechitza can mean a mesipas also. So he's telling you that really means that they both agreed to build a wall. But if they didn't both agree to build a wall, one guy says, listen, I just want a separation over here. That's all you need at this point. That's all you need. The other guy
doesn't. Hezekriah
is not. Hezekriah is not. That's what we're assuming. Hezekriah is not Shmehezek. Right. Like we said, Alma Hezekriah, Lav Shmehezek. Right? That they both wanted to build a wall. That's what we're assuming now. Okay. So Pshita, says the Gemara, says now. So Bonus and Gosem, so of course you build, they both agree to build a wall. So what do you say there? Moshe, in your case, one guy built the wall, not the other guy, right? But if they both agree to build a wall, it's understood that each guy builds half of it on his property, half on the other guy, right? That's how you do it. That's good. Why isn't that obvious? Pshita. So lo tzricha. The karm chad v'rotz l'chaver. What happened was one guy persuaded the other guy to do it. Understand? One guy wanted to build, one guy didn't really want to build. Mao to say, Motzi, I'm going to tell you, listen, kias ratz l'chabavira. I didn't mind losing some airspace. In other words, I didn't mind if I couldn't see or you couldn't see me. That, fine. You wouldn't want to see me. I didn't want to see you. Fine, I'll lose some airspace. But tashmishalo es ratz l'chabavira. But I didn't want to give in, you know, two or three tfachim from my usable space. In other words, now I have to give up some of my space to build that wall on. I might think of a kamash mulam that we don't say that. No, that's the chiddush. That's it seems pretty obvious. If we both agree to build a wall, we should each contribute our space to it. Seems obvious, but it may just be in a case where one guy says, "Oh, I thought we were just going to build a very thin wall, like a you know a plywood wall or something like that. I didn't know we were going to kamash mulam." No, they have to agree. So now the Gemara says, "Hezekri lav shmehezek." Yeah, that's what we're assuming now. Again, we're assuming they both agreed to build a wall. If they didn't agree to build a wall, you can't force them. Hezekiah lav shmehezek. Is that really the case? Tashma b'chein begina. Our Mishnah says, Nagina also, in a garden. Now, a garden also, I could force you. We're saying both to build a wall there too. Right, so isn't that a proof that why do you have to build a garden? Why do you have to make a wall there? So you shouldn't see my stuff and I shouldn't see your stuff. That's because of proof that Hezekiah shmehezek. And Morris says, no, gina shine is different. When it comes to a garden, Karababa, we had this at the end of Baba Kama. You can't stand and look at somebody else's field when it's fully grown because you give it an ayin ha-ra. Right? Rashi says it here too. Rashi says it back in Baba Kama.
No.
Eitzel b'nei Yosef. Nachom, because it's ben parat yosef, ben alayin, olim and ayin, or because the gula rov bekerav aretz, ma dagim shabiyam, ena ayin shaletet bem, you know, some bnei Yosef, but everybody else, unfortunately, it does apply to. Oh, so he says over here, Hezekriah, again, that's a good point. In other words, when it comes to ayin hara, like I'm going to see all your money, all your assets, that's an ayin hara because I can give it the evil eye. But just looking in your yard, and seeing, Kurt's working on his construction over there, he's building something, that's not considered, I'm looking at his assets, that's Hezekriah. That's Hezekriah. It's much more unsubstantial, insubstantial. It's much more, I'm not seeing your assets, I'm just looking in your yard. I just see your yard, I see what you're doing over there, right?
Is Hezekriah forbidden?
Yeah, that's the question over here. The Mishnah is assuming over here, at this point we're assuming, we're not like the halacha, we're going to come at Hezekriah Ishmehezek. That is considered damage. Yeah, I don't want you looking at my stuff.
It's a damage, right?
I can make you put up a wall. That's the point. I can make you put up a wall. So here we're assuming, and I'm actually Hezekiah is not Shmehezek. I can't for it. We both agreed to make the wall. If we both agreed to make the wall, here are the rules of the wall. This is how you make the wall. But Morris says, what by the garden? What's the Hezekiah over there? There you see, you have to make a wall there too. So he says, that's different. That's ayin hara because I'm looking at your assets, so to speak, right? So it's gina shiny, kedarav, like he says. You can't look at somebody else's stuff. I have up a chen tani. Our Mishnah says, the same as a chutzer of a house, that you build a wall there, the same thing on the gina. It's mashma, that's the same reason. The same reason, a hezekriah there too. That's going like build because that's going on how you build it. You build it with the bricks or the cut bricks or the trim bricks, whatever.
I understand. If someone doesn't want the other guy to look at his stuff.
Yeah.
Hezekiah.
Right. So you can put up a wall.
They both
can demand it. If you hold that Hezekiah, Ishmael has
required to put up the wall.
They both. Hezekiah, that's on both sides. If you say Hezekiah, Ishmael has it, and they agree to split it, there's a, if either
they don't agree. The guy that says, I don't care, I want to work over your stuff.
Okay.
So you build a wall.
No, so the answer is that if it's a chutzner that's big enough that one can demand the other to split it, they both have to put up the wall. That's the rule. That's the rule. They can make chayv you to build
so
a wall.
What is...
Right, but let's see around. So the Gemara's we're assuming now that Hezekiah loves Shmei Hezek. We're asking all these kashas, what do you mean here it is for Hezek? That's different. That's a garden there. I'm looking at my assets. That's different. Tashma, Kosel, Chatzah, Shenufa, we're going to have later on in Mishnah says, let's say the wall of a Chatzah that fell down. There was a wall there already. It fell down. You can force him to build until Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos is pretty high. That's more than a person could see. We're not Dalet Amos high. An Amos is about a meter, let's say, right? It's not that not big. Chatzi meter, okay. But four Amos is like, you know, two Amos high. It's usually, that's, you know, unless you're a real tall basketball player, that's usually enough for the average Jew can't see above that. So you can build until the Dalet Amos. Meaning, even if it was much higher before, right, you could build into the knobs. Now, so there you see also, Mechaivenoso, that doesn't say if they both wanted to build it. I can force you to build a wall. I can force you to build a wall. That shows that Hezekria is Shmei Hezek. Versus no, Nafal Shiny, there is different because it was there already. If it was there already, then you're just building what was there before. Rukari Lamai Kar, so that was obvious. What was your Kasha? Obviously it was there first. So safe it's Rechle. I might think the truth is, in the Kasha, he assumed that the truth is, even if it wasn't there already, I could force you to build it. Why? Because Hezek Yishmei Hezek. Except why does it say, so what's the Chiddush? So why does it say, if it's, why do you talk about a Chotz Shenafal? I can, even if it wasn't Shenafal, I could force you anyway. The Chiddush there is that even if it was 10 Amos high originally, I can only force you to build it for 4 Amos high for Hezek Riyah. But that's what was my Havamina was. But at the end, he says, the reason you could force him, because it was there already. They had agreed to it once before, but if it wasn't there before, maybe I can't force you. Tashma, another proof. Let's say people have a chutzner, right? And then all the people, it's like a vad bayit, right? Something's wrong with the roof. They all have to contribute to it, right? If you're in a shared dwelling, you all have to contribute. Here also in a chutzner, they all have to contribute. Let's say they need a guard. So here he says, everybody in the chutzner can be forced to contribute to the building of a Beit Shar. Beit Shar is like a little butka, a guard's gate over there, right? Beit Shar, Videlin, and a door for the chutzner. Everybody can do it. Why? Because they don't want the people from the Shusa Rabin looking inside. He says, what, I don't need it. We're not talking about robbers. We're talking about we don't people looking inside. I can force it. Why? Shmami no Hezek Riyah Shmai Hezek. Mor says, no Hezek, get Rabin Shaimi. There it's different because the whole public is looking inside. Right, it's one thing, you know, you and I share a chutzner, right? Many people share a chutzner with one or two or three or four other people, so you don't mind looking. But if everybody is walking by a shusha rabim and people looking, that's different. Udi yachid lo, but not of an individual. If an individual looking in is not considered hezek, tashma ein cholken as a chutzner actually by dalamas. We said before, you can't force somebody to split the chutzner to make a wall unless. It means besides the area by the doorways, there has to be four amas, four square amas for each one. Otherwise, it's considered a chatzah she'en ba din chalukah. Once it has four amas for each one, in other words, if it has eight square amas in total, right? It's not really eight square amas, it's probably 8 by 4, right? But it means it's dalet amas, 4 by 4 for one and 4 by 4 for the other, for each one, then you could force them to the hayesh ba k'deleza, but if there's enough, cholken. My love, Bekosel, doesn't mean you can force him to do it with a wall. So it means if you force him to do it with a wall, that means that's a proof that Hezek Riyish May Hezek. This is look, Mesivus Malma, maybe it just means split it with a demarcation line, like you say, a little fence. So you can't prove from there. Toshma. All these are, we're trying to prove that Hezek Riyish is May Hezek, and we disprove them all. We say, Hachalon is Ben Labe Mata Ben Bekitek, Dalet Amos. If I build a wall next to your window, I must stay 4 Amos away. What does that mean? The Tani Law, Milamalan Kadesh Liyotzitz, the Yira. In other words, if my wall is above your window, I got to have at least 4 amas higher than your window. Why? So that I shouldn't bend over and look inside your window and see what's going on in there. Milamatan, if the wall is within 4 amas below your window, I got to keep it 4 full amas below your window. Assume your window is very high. Kadesh lo yamad, so I shouldn't stand on the wall and look inside your window. Kadesh lo, and mikenegdan, if it's, let's say, right opposite the window, I got to keep it 4 amas away. Kadesh Liyapal said, otherwise it'll darken. You ever see this? A guy's got a window. Another guy built a wall right next to it. So what's the window worth? It's now darkened out. So you got to stay away from there, right? But what do you see over here? You can't build it 4 amas, within 4 amas above or below, so you shouldn't look inside the guy's window. Liyapal, right? So therefore it's a proof that Hezek Riyishmei Hezek looking. The answer is Hezek Dibai is shiny. Looking inside a guy's house, that's definitely Hezek, right? Because people do private, that's privacy, you know, privacy. You got to keep private. That's one thing. We're talking about is stuff that I have in my yard, is that considered hazakhriya? Now, if you have a private house, so you don't want people looking in, so build a fence around it, build bushes, whatever you want to do. But the problem is, when you have two people sharing a chatzer, can one force the other, right? And let's say there's a rule that they can split it up, right? If it's big enough, it's a chatzer sheish ben chalukah, I can force you to put up a chatzer, well, but how big? Does it be a wall, or does it be simply a demarcation line? Or like we say in our Mishnah, that we're assuming at this point that Hezekri Shemriya Losh May Hezek, and it's only because we agreed to make the wall, but if we didn't agree to make the wall, we wouldn't. Tashma another group, Dumb Rab Nachman Amr Shmuel. God goes on the chatzer, listen to this one. I have a chatzer here, it's my chatzer, and you have a house right next to me, and your roof looks onto my chatzer. Right, not even not real high, even right next to it. Right, it's on a different level. Right, my chutzner is here, and your roof is there. Now, it happens all over. Right,
everywhere.
And people use their roofs in those days because they're flat roofs most of the time. Right, they use them for they sat out there, they took a sun bath, they put their fruit out there to dry, whatever. They use them all the time. So a guy goes b'chutzner chaver osenlo maka, he has to make a fence around the roof. Gavod Adam is 4 amas high, so he shouldn't be able to see. So here it's a proof that Hezek Riyash May Hezek. Morris says, though, Shiny Hossam, Shiny Hossam, the Omer Lay, Balochatz, we're not sure what the architecture was, but I don't know. Shiny Hossam, the Omer Lay, you shouldn't go to those classes anymore. Shiny Hossam, the Omer Lay, Balochatz, or Balagag, you get the wrong view, you know. I love when they give you the ladies describing Tanakh, and she says, what did the author mean over here? Like the author, you know. All right, anyway. Shiny Hussam, the Amrlei, Bala Chotzer, Le Bal Hagag. There, the Bala Chotzer could tell the Bala Hagag, listen, Le Didik, Viel, Tishmishi. We work in the Chotzer here. You know, this is where I shine my shoes or I fix my things over here. We work here every day, during the Le Didok, Lok, Viel, Tishmishi. On your roof, you might sleep there at night. You know, that's the thing. It's like a 24/7 thing. It's not fair. You know, in a chutzner, people know, listen, during the day, I have my stuff out here. I can keep my stuff, I don't do things that are terribly private. And because I know during the day, this guy's out there, fine. But a roof, people use a roof all the time. I don't know what time you're going up there. The chutzner, people go, I know what time people go into the chutzner. That's pretty regular. But Gog, I don't know, it's not enough that I should be able to keep, private from you, that I should hide from you. So it's also a little bit of a dochic answer. All these are proofs that Hezek Riyash May Hezek, and we're all knocking them all off. So that's what we're saying at this point. Now the Gemara says, Lishnachrina, a different Lashon is as follows. We're going to say just the reverse. We're going to start the whole Gemara over again, opposite. Everything and opposite.
But at this point in time, there is Hezek Riyash May Hezek in certain cases.
In certain cases. For example, looking into my window.
I mean, the guy who built the guy who built the house with the picture,
and he's looking into your house,
my neighbor's bedroom.
Right. Yeah, that could be Hezek Riyah. Right. That's that, because you're looking into private house. Here we're talking about Hezek Riyah in a chatzer, where it's outdoors,
right.
Outdoors. And we're not talking about looking into my. And also, if you're looking into my business, let's say you're looking into my warehouse, you have a view into my warehouse, and you see what I'm doing, or my construction, wherever I'm, that's Hezek Riyah,
Or up and down Derech HaKharash on the other side of the street,
yeah,
where you have the stacked. So there are people looking right down.
Right down.
From the roof. There are people.
Right.
And
right.
Those roofs are made into living areas.
Right. Okay, yeah. So Ein HaChanam, so it looks into the window. Right. Okay, so again, you could say, today things are different because most people have some sort of a cover on their window, shutters or something, so you should close the windows. But Ein HaChanam, there's no question, you build a window right next to my window looking in, that's Hezek Riyah. And now we're assuming until now that Hezek Riyah Lo Shmei Hezek, except in certain circumstances, like we said. Now the Gemara is going to come out not that way. We're going to hold the other way. Lishnachrina, Amrila, Wilagya, Savrua, we assume just the opposite. My Mechitza Plukta. When it says Mechitza, it doesn't mean a wall, it means just a division. Like it says before, right? Here's half of the congregation, right? The kivin the ratzu bonin esakosel v'karchin. So what does it mean? So what does it mean? A shufin sheratzu las mechitza. They wanted to make a division. They didn't want to make a wall. They just said, we agree, we're going to split it. You take your half, I'll take my half. You know what? Once they agreed to do that, I could force you to make a wall.
What's the difference if they agree or not?
Why? Because it's a chutz, because they don't have to, because since the chutzer is too small, right, it doesn't have dalet amos. One guy can't force him to split it. If there's dalet amos, I'll dalet amos for each
but
one of us, and I
can force him to build a wall, even though he doesn't want to.
Right, that's the point. Once we agree, now here's the thing. Once if it's a chutzer sheish but din chaluka, right, then I don't even need your consent. I can say I want to make a wall here, and we both have to do it. But I'm just speaking where it's too small. So we both have to agree that we want to split it. Once we agree that we want to split it, and we shook hands and we signed on it, I can force you to build a wall. Why? Hezek Rish Shmei Hezek. We're assuming just the opposite now. That's what we're saying here now. Right? We just agreed to split it. We didn't agree to make a wall. Mechitza simply means we agreed to split it. The Kima the Ratzu, once we agree, bonus the Kosabal Karch. Alma, Hezek Rish Shmei Hezek. Why can I force you to build a real wall? Because Hezek Rish Shmei Hezek. Once you agree to make a division. Once you get ambitious, that means you agree that we both have to build. I can force you. Ve'ema, the Gemara says the opposite. Why don't we learn in the first lashon? Ve'ema, my mechitza good. Maybe mechitza means a wall. Kedetanan, like we learned, kedetanya mechitza zakerim, like we had before. Mechitza gam shenifritza. If the mechitza of the vineyard broke in, omelo, the owner of the seed field of the wheat field could say gador, fix it. Nifritza broke again, omelo gador. And you see, if we didn't do it. Velo gadra, harei ze kiddush v'chai b'chres. You have to pay for it. So what do you see there? You see that mechitza means a wall. V'taima, like we said before, and maybe the reason is they agreed to make a wall. V'taima the ratzu, they wanted to make a wall. Hallo ratzu, if they didn't want to make a wall, ei mechay v'noso alma has agreed alav shmei. It's like we said in the first way. Maybe it means that. Zihochi bonus akosa bonus somi bonus. The Gemara says it can't mean that. Why? Because it should have said bonus noso. So before in the first lashon we said, well, bonus noso can mean both. We want to be clear about it. Here he says no. Then it should just say bonus noso. If you say they agree to make a wall, so build it. What if you say build a wall? Elamai plug this. Wait a minute. So wait, it means simply they agree to make a division, and then you can force them to make a wall. Ihochi shiratzu lasis mechitza shiratzu lasis mi boy. Like we asked before, also if it just means they wanted to make a division, just say they wanted to split it. Says, can I mention? It just means like people say, let's make a division. It's a way of speaking. People could say, let's split it, or let's make a division over here. It's a way of people talking. So he prefers that. Okay, so now we're saying that Hezek Riyah is Shmei Hezek. That visual damage that I do by looking is considered substantial, and I can force you to build a wall. That's what we're saying. V Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. Mayer Ratzo Filo Ratzanami. So again, the kash is, what do you mean? Like you asked this a minute ago, right? If it's Hezek Riyah is Shmei Hezek, so let's say they don't agree. What do you say? If they both agree to make a division, then I could force you to make a wall. Okay? But if he has agreed, I could force you, even if you don't agree. Mishnah speaking like Sha'im Badin Chalukah. It doesn't have been Chalukah. We said there's not enough for Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. Enough for 16 square Amos of each of us. There's only, let's say, 6 square Amos there. So it's not enough for each of us. Therefore, they both have to agree to Sha'im Badin Chalukah. Vahuda Ratzah. Then if they agree to make a division, then he could force him to make a wall. Mike Mash Malon. What are you saying? What's the chiddush over here? That if there's no din chaluka, it's not big enough, but if they agree to, you could still force. If they agree to, they split it. Tanin, we learned that already. Amosai, when is Epish Manshem? When do you say he is a din chaluka? One can't force the other guy, if they don't both agree. Avos Mancha Shneim Rotz, and we learn in the Brice, if they both agree, even if it's not dollar by dollar cholkun, so we already know that. What's the chiddush of this Mishnah? What's the point of the Mishnah? You're saying Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, and Reuel Chumash should say, they both agree, and if they don't agree, oh, it's speaking about this no din chaluka, and they both agree. Well, if they both agree, no, then there's, we already know that, huh? There's not enough room for both. Din chaluka means there's enough for each of them without. There's enough. There's dal by dal for each anyway. If there's dal by dal for each anyway, then I could say, listen, I'm going to split it even without your consent. But I so.
Meaning I don't need Hezek Riyah as a
goyim. That's right. I don't need Hezek Riyah as a goyim. Right. Right. So it's correct. You could say that. You could say that if there's enough dollar, I want my area, you have your area. Right. But here it's speaking about where there's not enough, and it's only because they both agree to it. So if there's a chiddush in that. So if that's what Mara says, the kivin lesbe din chaluka ki rasu pligi tanina. What's the chiddush in that? So my kamash mon the lesbe din chaluka. If there's not enough room, if not enough for both of them, if they agree to it, they split it. We already learned that. They can both agree to split a small area, but they split it with a fence, not with a wall. Therefore, it teaches me they split with a kosel. So therefore, according to this chart, we're learning the Mishnah. They agreed to a division. Once they agreed to make a division, because of the rule, has a creation, Each guy could force the other guy, if he doesn't want to make a solid wall, because that's agreed. But listen, they have a lesson. So therefore, just say our mission, don't say that other Bryce. So what's a Chiddush? Our mission is they both agree. Why do they both have to agree? Because it's too small, right? But if they both agree, you build a wall. So just say our mission. What do you need the other Bryce for? So safe it's Rechilei. Because there you're right. We don't that part of the Chiddush of that price is not necessary. But the Sefer there says, V'kisvei kodesh afishish neim rosh melecholku. If we share a Sefer Torah or a Tanakh on one scroll, and we want to split it, there you don't split it. You don't split it. It's covered a Torah, it's covered, you don't do it. That's the point of the Chiddush is over there. Now the next few lines are removed. You see it's all in parentheses, the next 10, 12 lines, because it's really covered in the Gemara afterwards. What's that? What is that? But Mayu Kimtul Masisim, pick up right after the two dots there, right after the Mayu Kimtul Masisim Mashem, but then Chalukah, Rashi doesn't have it either. Mayu Kimtul Masisim Mashem, like you say, our mission is speaking about where it's too small, and therefore they both have to agree to split it. So what does that mean? We both have to agree to split it, right? And I say, afterwards, we both agree to split it. Now you say, oh, listen, by the way, here, I brought the Adrichal here. You're building a big wall. Whoa, why are you building a wall? I changed my mind. I don't want to build a big wall. I thought you just mean put up a little fence or something. I didn't know that, right? So I don't agree. I take it back. I revert. I retract. My Avi Nehadrabe, Amr Basar Meochan, Shekonami made a Kenyan. Made a Kenyan. They shook hands on it. They agreed. My Avi Dvarim Ba'alma. They simply, what do you mean they made a Kenyan? They shook hands on it. So they agreed. He changed his mind. So B'shakonami Yad Baruchos. No, they actually made a Kenyan. He says, you take this side.
A
Kenyan on the switch. Remember, it's a Kenyan on the split. On the split. They said, okay, you're going to take that area. I'm going to take this area.
So once
that's done. Once that's done, he can't go back. Ravashi Omer, even more. They actually made a Kenyan like you make. How do you kona karka? Kesef Shtar Chazaka. Chazaka means you go in there, you lock it, or you lock it up, or you make a little, you dig a little bit. You show ownership. That's what they did over here. Therefore, you can't go back on it. And therefore, that's the key. So therefore, we come out over here. We come out that Hezekiah Ishmael Hezek. That's the psak. You see the Ram Sechem of Hezekiah Ishmael Hezek. That's how we paskin. That damaging will look. And therefore, if the root's big enough, I can force you, like you say, even without Hezekiah. I just want to split it. I don't have any. But the point is that once we can split it, the fact that I could say I want my area and you want area, if it's big enough, I can force you to do that. But that I can force you to build a wall because of Hezekiah, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Once I can force you, and as in our mission, speaking about where it's too small, we both have to agree to split it. If we both agree to split it, then we have to build a wall. But if it's big enough, then I can force you to build a wall even without it. I can force we can build a wall because that's the rule of a Chatzar. The mission says, Makom Shnei Golivnos. So he said, well, how do you build? Now we enter the details of the wall. Gvil is six tefachim wide. That's Avno Mishav, that's uncut stones. They're rough. Gazes are cut stones. They're narrower. So then you don't have the cement in between. And that's Avno Mishav. Those are smoothed out stones. That's what's only five tefachim wide. Dechsev kol eila avonim yikoros kemidos ayis when he built the base of Migdash. Kvisan are half bricks. And levinan are livne. Now half bricks are, a brick is three tefachim wide. So therefore, the half brick is one and a half. So if you did with half bricks, you have one and a half and one and a half, and you have the cement of in between. Therefore, it's a total of four, right? Levain Livni. Omelay, you have another minute. Omelay Rabba, Braid Rabba Larvashi, Mimai de Gvil Avni. How do you know that Gvil means Avnil Mishav, means uncut stones? You know, Vahai Tefach Yisera, and the extra Tefach. In other words, the reason that Gvil is six Tefachim and the other one is five is Lemorsha, the Karnas says, for the rough edges, Dilma Palga de Gussasu. Maybe it just means that. Maybe the first one, the Gvil, means it's a half a brick. Vahai Tefach Yisera, Levin Avnil. And there's, maybe it's half bricks, and you need the reason for the Tefach is that the half a brick is two, it's a half stone, or it's two and a half. And that's two and a half, and you have the cement in between. That's what makes six. Kedekamina and Fisan, like you said, when it comes to bricks, not stones, when it comes to bricks, you say Fisan are archi, which are half bricks. Levainan are full bricks. Vahaytef, the reason why Fisan is bigger is four tefachim wide, the total wall, and the brick is three tefachim. Vahaytef, you say, Levaini orbis, but the cement between the bricks, between the rows there. How do we know that Kfis means half bricks? We have such a tradition. That's the Kabbalah. We have the Lachamash Messina that Kfis means half bricks. It's also a Kabbalah. Some say that the Kash is just the opposite. How do you know that Tefis means half bricks. The high tefach, you say the reason for the esker tefach, why if it's made out of half bricks, it's four tefachim. Why lebeni over is for the cement between the rows. In other words, you put a half a brick in the cement in between. Dima mai kfis and avne. Maybe it means avne. Maybe kfis means uncut stones. High tefach, you say lemushka means it's because it's uncut. It's rougher. You need an extra tefach there because the edges stick out. Just like you said, gvil means stones that are uncut, and gazas avne dimshaf, and gazas are stones that are cut. In other words, the extra tefach is the extra tefach because they're half stones, half bricks, and the cement's in between, or is it because they're simply rough, so they stick out a little bit? Maybe that's for the rough edges. How do you know the gvil? How do you know the gvil means stones that are uncut? It's the opposite. Therefore, the whole thing is simply it's a tradition that we have it this way. All right, we'll pick it up from here tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem from Amar Abaya, five lines from the bottom. The reason I'm trying to get a little ahead of it is if you notice that Thursday's daf is quite long, so we hopefully, if we catch some of it up tomorrow, we won't have to start early on Thursday.